Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Removal of the adenoids, that's a procedure called an adenoidectomy, is often done on children when the enlarged glands block the child's airway. Because the adenoids shrink as we grow older, adults rarely need to have them removed. The procedure is recommended if the child has chronic ear infections that persist despite antibiotic therapies, or cause him or her to continually miss school. Performed using general anesthesia, an adenoidectomy requires the placement of a breathing tube into the child's mouth and throat. The adenoid tissue is removed, often with a spoon-shaped tool called a curette, and the bleeding is controlled. An adenoidectomy is usually done as an outpatient procedure, and complete recovery takes about 1 to 2 weeks. While healing, the child may have a stuffy nose, some nasal drainage, and a sore throat. Soft, cool foods and drinks may help relieve any throat discomfort or pain the child may be experiencing. For Here's to Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.